Michelle Babb, Grave Heritage. I awoke, sitting straight up in bed, my heart doing double time. Was it rain pounding against my bedroom windows, or the wind roaring around the house that had awakened me? Jethro, his feline apprehension alerted by my sudden movement, jumped from my bed and darted from the room. Straining to hear, I hardly dared to breathe. There. It wasn't the wind. Someone was banging on the front door. Sliding my feet into house shoes, I trotted into the hall. Mom hurried from her room, a robe around her shoulders. "Darcy," she whispered, gripping my arm, "what was that noise?" "Someone is at the door." I don't know why we whispered. No one could have heard us above the clamor of the storm. We crept downstairs, our way lit by continuously flashing lightning. Rain flung against the house as if by a giant hand sluiced down the windows. The frantic pounding came again. "What poor soul would be out on a night like this?" Mom said, going to the door. I grabbed her arm. "No, wait. Let me look first." Pulling aside the curtain, I craned my neck to see the porch. She was right. The drenched person who huddled there did indeed look like a poor soul. He was dripping and shivering, but with lightning flashes illuminating his hunched shape, he seemed more menacing than pitiful. What was he doing out here far from town in such a downpour? "I am going to get Dad's gun," I said. "Don't open the door until I tell you." She frowned. "What? Why, Darcy?" "Because there's a man on our porch in the middle of the night and we don't know who he is. Whether he needs help or not, we've got to be cautious. Who knows? He may be armed or dangerous." Mom sniffed. "I guess." At our former home in Levi, I had kept Dad's pistol in a drawer on the bookshelf. This new house also had a large built-in bookshelf with drawers, most handy hiding places. Mom, ever trusting, would never have thought about the gun, but I, a seasoned investigative reporter for the Dallas Morning News, and ever suspicious, felt safer knowing it was there.